Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I just saw this whole report that they're saying that more people now, the reason why things are more fun now is because people aren't drinking so much alcohol. They are drinking, or they're smoking more pot, and they're happier people at parades and stuff like that, and like all those different events, because alcohol is kind of like... So yesterday, you don't drink alcohol, you smoke the weed, and everybody's just all in a happy mood.
Yeah.
And no fights.
And you can expect a lot of happiness coming up on Sunday, too.
Yeah. So I just thought that was an interesting study. They said, like, group fighting and all that stuff that used to be, you know, people would, like, get all drunk. Hey, you suck, man. Well, now it's like, you don't suck, man.
Yeah.
You're pretty cool.
It's happy, laid back.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good news. No issues.
Should be a party.
Yep.
Yeah. All the weed.
Just saying.
Gummy bears.
Did you read that study?
No, I did not.
It came out. Yeah.
No.
It's a whole thing.
I could see because alcohol makes you violent.
Yeah. It makes you angry.
And then you get all laid back. Now, what about when the mushrooms kick in?
I had to
do that
study.
Now, when we get to the mushrooms part of being accepted here in Colorado,
does it make your arm off?
Mushrooms?
I think people's arms will be like eaten off and eyeballs will be popping out. I think weird stuff happens with that crap.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. I have no
idea. We'll see that phase at some point, though.
But isn't that like a hallucinate? Like, don't you hallucinate?
Yeah, I think so. I think you think that like sharks are coming after you.
Yeah. So I think people like will do weird stuff to each other.
Even if you're on dry land.
Yeah.
You think you're going to be.
Hey, Shmadil, have you ever done the shrooms?
I have.
And what happened to you?
Oh, my goodness.
Shocker.
Terrible. Yeah. And you know, I'm so disappointed.
Yeah. Do you do it a lot?
No, I haven't done it since I was in high school.
Oh, that's
lovely. Since you were nine,
right?
I was 17. It just makes everything like if you're looking at a painting, for example, of flowers, right? And there's a bunch of different colors everywhere. It would make like the flowers kind of bleed out onto the wall, and then the wall kind of has the colors from the flowers.
That's the effect I'm missing in life. I want to start seeing things just melt and bleed.
Wow, into the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes for a good parade.
Did you panic at all? Or? Like,
I don't really care for mushrooms. I didn't like them.
Yeah, because it seems like I would panic.
Well, I really wanted to have like another connection with a human being, and I just didn't have a girlfriend or anything at the time.
Wow.
And you were horny?
Not horny. Like, I wanted the emotional connection. Like, we were both like going through this together kind of a thing.
Wow.
And then I just felt really alone and isolated, and it was really sad. Yeah.
Oh, he wanted an emotional connection to shrooms.
And it's still affecting you. I can tell by the way you tell the story that was just a day that just you would have tried to forget.
Yeah.
That was a sad day.
I didn't really care for him.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know. Is it better to do shrooms by yourself or with somebody?
Oh, with a person for sure.
Really?
Yeah. So especially if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a partner.
How do you know this?
Just from experience or not. Well, I mean, my experience of like not having fun by myself and then reading and like talking to other people.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody said you're going to have to replace that gummy bear song with a mushroom song.
Yeah, sure. Pearson one.
I know, right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.